With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Strong support for President Trump.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said on Fox News Sunday that there's nothing unprecedented about President Donald Trump firing Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team. There are lots of presidents who've made changes.
Brown was just the second black general to serve as Joint Chiefs chairman, with 16 months in the post. Hegseth says the dismissals of 6 3-star and 4-star generals on Friday are a reflection of the president wanting the right people around him to execute the national security approach we want to take. Donna Warder.
Also, at SRNnews.com, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass fires the fire chief who spoke out about a lack of preparations prior to the recent wildfires.
Bass, a first-term Democrat, said she's removing Chief Kristen Crowley immediately. She told reporters at City Hall, quote, "Los Angeles needs to move forward. This is a new day." While Bass initially praised Crowley in the early hours of firefighting, she said she later learned that an additional 1,000 firefighters could have been deployed the day the blaze ignited. The firefighters' union sharply criticized Bass's decision and echoed the former chief's concerns over the department's staffing and funding. Bernie Bennett reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom asking Congress to approve nearly $40 billion in aid to help the Los Angeles area. Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers supports a Democrat Senate bill that would replace the word mother with the words inseminated person and replace the word husband with the word spouse. Senate Bill 45, Section 3106, also replaces the words man and wife with person. President Trump made clear there are two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. Scotland illustrates the problem with buffer zone laws, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Those statutes, which are being replicated in many places, including here in the U.S., bar people from demonstrating outside abortion clinics. But what if you were just standing there silently with a sign that says, "I'm here to talk, but only if you want to"? In Scotland, the police will run you off. That's what happened this month to an elderly pro-lifer who bore her sign outside a hospital in Glasgow. The cops said her silent vigil might obstruct access to abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion is headed back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. This is SRN News. It's a huge automotive industry recall, likely to affect many drivers around the country.
Ford is recalling about 240,000 Explorer and Lincoln Aviator SUVs due to a problem with seatbelt anchors. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, a loose seatbelt or seatbelt buckle may not properly restrain an occupant during a crash. The Explorers and Aviators in question are model years 2020 and 2021. Owners are expected to be notified by Ford in late March and will be instructed to take their vehicles into a Ford or Lincoln dealer for inspection. If the anchor bolts are found to be improperly secured, the components will be replaced for free. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Border Patrol agent David Mullen, whose killing was linked to a transgender vegan cult, was buried Saturday in Minnesota with honors. More details at SRNnews.com.